Joining us on the KRDO Newsline, voice of your CC Tigers, Ken Landau. And Ken, we talk about this kind of number game the two of us have started to play most of these Fridays, and I guess the big number of the day is one.
Absolutely, it's one. One more win, and then you play for a title. One more win, and you play for a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. One more goal than Denver scores, and you beat those guys.
Absolutely. And, talking about beating those guys, and it's something, we've talked about for, months now here on KRDO's Morning News, to be honest, that the Tigers are capable of playing with anyone, and I think they showed that last weekend against Western Michigan and kind of got that proverbial monkey off their back after that disappointing season record against the Broncos, taking it to it, getting the sweep out. So how do we keep that magic going today against Denver?
Well, Andrew, I think it's simple. You just keep doing what you did at Western Michigan. What the Tigers were able to do at Western was something that few people outside of their locker room and outside of that inner circle thought that they could do. But when you look at what this team has done over the last, say, 6 weeks of the season and how well they've played defensively and the number of scoring chances that they generated, when you look at all of that and you look inside the numbers and the analytics, the Tigers should have been winning many more games than they did. It was just a matter of, some bad luck, okay? And sometimes the puck just doesn't go in. But at Western Michigan, you score 6 goals against one of the better defensive teams out there. On the road, you limit one of the better offensive teams in the country to just 3 goals on the weekend. That's the recipe for success in the postseason. And when you win games like that, and it was no fluke, you don't sweep a team like Western Michigan in a playoff series by accident. You do it because you were the better team.
Yeah.
When you do that, your confidence grows. So they had belief. Now they've got belief plus confidence. And that's a really good combination. That's the combination for more success.
Yeah, and today is, again, all about luck as well. And really, if you look at it, this could be kind of the perfect storm, the stars aligning, because this isn't also the first time we've seen the Tigers and those guys from up north playing in an NHL-level facility before. So really, there is nothing really new when it comes to this matchup today.
No, absolutely none. Both teams know each other well, okay? The Tigers have done a great job of thwarting Denver's big guns, limiting what Massimo Rizzo can do and Carter Mazur can do and Aiden Thompson and Casey Dornbach. Those guys have been held in check in the 4 games that they have played between each other. Now you take a Tiger team where players like Matthew Gleason, who hadn't scored in 14 games or something like that, he's now confined the back of the net. Logan Will, Noah Lauba, guys that, secondary scoring players. And then, add to that Hunter McCown is playing his best hockey of the season. That's a recipe for success this afternoon against those guys.
Absolutely. Well, it is all this afternoon. It's an early start. Sorry, we're going to interrupt that afternoon cat nap, but coverage starts at 2:30, 3 o'clock puck drop. Ken, can't wait to talk to you this afternoon on the radio.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. And don't forget, there's a watch party at Robeson Arena for today's game as well, free of charge.
Absolutely. Ken, appreciate it. Can't wait to see how this one goes and keep up these conversations even into next week.
Absolutely. I'm fired up. Go Tigers.